Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bayern Munich has reportedly locked in a new front runner to replace Thomas Tuchel as manager. According to multiple reports, former Manchester United and RB Leipzig manager and current Austrian national team coach Ralf Rangnick is new favorite to take over Bayern when Tuchel leaves the club after this season. Current Germany manager Julian Nagelsmann had been considered a favorite to return to Bayern before deciding to sign a contract extension with the German national team. Rangnick is under current contract with Austrian national team through the 2026 World Cup. Nico, Rangnick's time at Manchester United is what some people might remember, but he had success in Germany before. Do you like him as a fit for this Bayern side, or do you think somebody like Roberto De Zerbi would be better?
It's an interesting question, and the reports are interesting because Ralf Rangnick has this history, this institutional history in German football with the likes of Red Bull, with Schalke, if I'm not mistaken. And it kind of seemed very an anti-establishment approach, like against everything that Bayern is, right?
Just because of the success. Do you like his style of football?
It's going to be different to what Tuchel played.
No, but do you enjoy watching his style of football?
Look at what he did with Leipzig.
Do you not?
It's exciting. It's
no, I don't.
It's
why?
You answer the question.
It's
too one-dimensional.
It's aggressive.
It's one-dimensional. It's one-dimensional, and for me, you have to be able to adapt and adjust. And
so
and
you watch anything Red Bull you don't like?
Yeah, I was going to say based one dimensional, like, based on the play of which one of the teams.
I mean,
that his system.
Look
is
at
part
what
of.
Happened when he took over at Manchester United.
No, Manchester United.
Come on, you can't.
Which manager?
I'm just saying.
Which manager post Ferguson has done well at Manchester United?
Mourinho. He won the Europa
Mourinho,
League.
One. All right.
You asked me a question, I answered it.
And you do you enjoy watching Mourinho style? Do you enjoy watching Mourinho style football?
I didn't mind it with United.
Okay. I didn't know you were United.
And he's the one that can he can boast a Europa League trophy for it. That's fine. Without a doubt, Ralf Rangnick in German football was the architect of the unthinkable rise of RB Leipzig. And with a lot of merit, football speaking. Obviously, you have a big conglomerate to back up what you want to do. Nonetheless, he deserves a lot of credit, and he is a very important person for German football.
He also,
when you blend that with Bayern Munich, there might be something there that can.
He also created that system
flourish.
All the way through the academies, multi-club setup. I mean, that's really impressive
to
be able to get.
He's a very smart man.
Yeah.
No. No one said he's not smart.
They call him the grandfather of
gegenpressing. I don't love that brand of football. I don't enjoy watching that brand of football.
Really? That's interesting.
And so, I mean, if I'm Bayern Munich, I'm looking at a number of options. So you could bring back Hansi Flick, all the success he had at Bayern Munich.
Yep.
He's available. Obviously didn't translate with the German national team.
Bring back Jürgen Nagelsmann?
Yeah, I mean, Nagelsmann is he didn't lose a Champions League match and they sacked him. He was top of the league and they sacked him. So they went backwards when they hired Thomas Tuchel. Then I'd say De Zerbi is another one. Still unproven because he hasn't won anything if you're talking about Bayern Munich, but his style of football is something where I think he could get the most out of higher echelon players. The only thing that you have to question is managers who haven't managed at that level is can they deal with egos? Because that always comes back to haunt. Graham Potter, you could go down the line of top managers with the talent that they have.
And someone who commands respect.
And then they have world superstars.
I mean,
with
not giving Ralf Rangnick enough credit. I mean, we're talking about someone who, when he started at Red Bull, the league in general wasn't really known as a gegenpressing league. And now it is. Now it's considered, when Pep Guardiola first went to...
I was going
to
say, what about Pep when he was there?
When Pep Guardiola went, he said he noticed two things different from what he managed at Barcelona in La Liga, is that they transition better than any other league, and they also press better than any other league. And he knew he had to adjust his tactics. He had to adjust his tactics in order to play well in the league. And that's something that came from the tree of Ralf Rangnick. I mean, they give him some credit in that sense. I don't know how he is as a manager, but as someone who can overall maybe a director of football or a director of operations, I think he's been incredible.
As a manager.
Sure, as a manager.
We're talking about
but
Bayern
give
Munich.
Him some credit.
He's going to have to adapt with Bayern. You can't just play full-out gegenpressing the Leipzig way, right? It, with a team like Bayern Munich, you're going to have moments where you're going to have to show certain adaptabilities in-game and not play. You're going to get figured out.
Facts.
It's going to be an interesting summer. All these coaching vacancies.
Yeah.
Who's going to go where?
If Bayern Munich go with Ralf Rangnick, it's because they had no other options.
I would choose. I mean, ideal scenario
does Chris
would be
Armas
Xabi Alonso.
Leave Colorado Rapids and join him?
I mean, Bayern
he's
Munich
doing a heck
assistant?
Of a job.
Hey.
He's not leaving Colorado at this moment.
I wonder if these reports were to put pressure on other managers.
Yeah.
To start... considering seriously.
These are the games that are
played. Speaking of Mourinho, 100%. The guy's been yipping all over the media trying to get an opportunity.
Oh boy, sounds like someone I know.
Yeah. Happy to do it.
New CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.